This is managing attorney David Crum from New Mexico Legal Group, and if you're listening to this, you or someone you know may be facing a DWI. As you probably already know, there are a lot of attorneys out there who claim to handle DWIs, and all of them say they're the best. At our firm, rather than say it, we like to prove it, so we put together some DWI trial highlights of our lead DWI attorney, Cynthia Payne. Now, Cynthia has been in private practice exclusively in criminal defense since 1996. She has successfully defended over 1,000 DWIs and is a frequent lecturer and teacher on the issues of DWI defense and DWI litigation. So sit back and check out her work. This really is some extraordinary DWI defense work.
I'm going to find not guilty of the DWI.
And those verdict forms read as follows. We find the defendant not guilty of aggravated driving while under the influence of intoxicating liquor. We find the defendant not guilty of driving under the influence of an intoxicating liquor. We find the defendant not guilty of careless driving.
Mr. Vasquez, did the jury reach a decision?
Yes.
Okay. We find the defendant not guilty of driving while intoxicated. We find the defendant not guilty of reckless driving.
I'm not convinced beyond a reasonable doubt that the defendant's guilty of driving while intoxicated. I'm going to find you not guilty on that charge.
With respect to the DWI charge, I just don't think he was impaired as a result of the consumption of alcohol, much less that his driving was impaired. So I do find the defendant not guilty of that charge.
I can't find that intent to drive or the recent driving enough to be beyond a reasonable doubt. So I find him not guilty of the DWI.
It's just not there. I'm entering a not guilty finding. It's just not enough without a breath card. I suspect if I had a breath card, he's probably pretty close, an 08 or an 09 or something like that, because his feels weren't that horrible. But once I have this rain coming down in that one leg stand, I'm kind of amazed that he wasn't, didn't have his arms out there. So I'm entering a not guilty finding. I'll enter an order.
I am going to grant the motion to dismiss based on the fact the state has it filed.
I would say I understand why the state brought this case and prosecuted it, but I can't find beyond a reasonable doubt that Mr. was impaired to the slightest degree. State, do you have anything else for the record?
No, Your Honor.
Okay, Ms. Payne, did you have anything else for the record?
No, thank you, Judge.
Okay, so what I've entered in the court record is state ready, defendant ready, trial began at 9:30 a.m., defendant not guilty, found not guilty of DWI, and that's it. That's the end of the case.
I don't see any alternative but to dismiss this matter. I am going to make a ruling. There's no reasonable suspicion based on this officer's testimony, the limited testimony that he could provide the court. So the matter will be dismissed.
I am concerned about the location of the field sobriety tests, the unique characteristics of this defendant, and the reliability of those field sobriety tests. And under these circumstances, I believe that they'd be more prejudicial than probative. And I am then going to grant the motion in limine.
The jury has come back with a verdict. The first one is we find the defendant not guilty of careless driving. We find the defendant not guilty of driving while under the influence of intoxicating liquor impaired to the slightest degree. And we find the defendant not guilty of driving while under the influence of intoxicating liquor with a blood or breath alcohol concentration.
I think that the state has failed to meet their burden to show that this was some type of investigatory detention, and I think that it actually was a de facto arrest, in my opinion. And I am going to grant your motion to suppress.
State of New Mexico, in the Metropolitan Court, case number 213006, verdict. We find the defendant not guilty of aggravated driving while under the influence of intoxicating liquor. Now then, State of New Mexico, verse case number DW213006, verdict. We find the defendant not guilty of driving while under the influence of intoxicating liquor.
And it's clear to me that there's just no way that you could reasonably prove that the person that the officer stopped was the person that he saw driving. So I grant the motion to suppress. State, do you have any other evidence that you wish to present in this case or in light of my ruling?
No, in light of the court's ruling, state's going to be unable to proceed.
It's dismissed. Thank you.
And this is the unanimous verdict of each juror. Is that correct? We find the defendant guilty of speeding,
We find the defendant not guilty of driving a motor vehicle with an open container of alcohol. We find the defendant not guilty of driving under the influence of intoxicating liquor. Thank you. Have a seat, please.
This is David Crum again, and thanks for listening. If you are interested in hiring Cynthia Payne for your DWI case, you can visit our website at NewMexicoLegalGroup.com and submit a case evaluation, or simply give us a call at 505-843-7303. We look forward to meeting you.